Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We really appreciate your comments, your questions. I know a lot of you guys are a little shy about coming on air and asking questions online and on air. And not a problem. I mean, you know, we'll answer all your questions if we can by email. But, you know, keep in mind I'm a busy girl, right? So it's hard to get to all of your emails and all of your comments on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia Show, but we welcome them. And if I could get to them on air. Easiest though thing to do is to call, because then I can address it right away. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the next big question people have is, the first main question is, are we going to get everybody out of Afghanistan that needs to get out? All right, and you know, sadly, that it looks like a complete poop hole. Very, very chaos, right? Very, very chaotic right now, or poop show, I should say. It's a complete poop show right now. But the next question is, where are the refugees going? Well, most of them are coming here, but maybe not most initially, but we have thousands, maybe tens of thousands planning on coming to the United States. People in Texas, I believe Oregon, Chicago, multiple cities are now bracing to take on Afghan refugees. Now, mind you, we got a lot on our plate, okay? While the government is mandating masks and vaccine passports and going to be, you know, you have in certain cities fines of restaurants for not mandating vaccines. Not really sure how that's going to work if you have an Afghan refugee that wants food and we're supposed to be taking them in and people are like, no, sorry, you don't have a vaccine, so we can't feed you here. So I'm not really sure why we have two kind of narratives going on. One is to crack down on Americans, meanwhile having open borders to the south and taking in Afghan refugees. So what we're being told right now is there are thousands of people in limbo waiting, that actually even fled before the chaos, that have been waiting to come to America, and Biden will be bringing them in. Now, even though about 2,200 diplomats and civilians have been evacuated from Afghanistan on military flights, AS is reporting that we have many refugees in the waiting to come. And so Albania, Kosovo, North Macedonia have said they will hold the Afghan refugees bound for the U.S. temporarily while it's still being worked out how best to get them to America. Uganda is going to host 2,000. Kosovo's president was contacted by President Joe Biden last month with a request to temporarily house Afghan refugees. So this was in the plans, in the workings, that America is going to take on many of these refugees. Now, I don't know if the timing is supposed to coincide with what's happening with the southern border. If we're going to open up borders, open it up now, get everybody in. Maybe there'll be future voters. You know, they'll feel safe. Because if Trump comes back into power in 2024, which he's hinted that he's going to run, he couldn't say for sure because of campaign rules, but why would he worry about a campaign rule if he wasn't running? So in case Trump comes back into power, I think the Biden administration wants to make sure they get as many people in here as possible and do whatever they feel needs to be done before Republican president comes back. The question remains, though, is where are the refugees going? Now, Jen Psaki had said during a press conference that anybody who self-identifies as an American is going to get a flight out of Afghanistan and get to come to America. So you know, I mean, I don't know how many people have their passports as proof, but if somebody goes, yeah, I'm American, we're going to have to believe them, according to the Biden's rules on refugees. Which means if the Taliban is sitting there going, wait a second, we're taking over Afghanistan now. Guys, we have now an open path to America. Put down the gun. No, put down the gun. Put down the knives. Grenades. All those American, I guess they're walking around now with American military goggles. Take all that off. Dress like a civilian and go. Say you're a refugee. Go. And get over there. You too. All of you go. Drop your weapons. Drop it. My guess is among these refugees that are coming to America are going to be Taliban people in, you know, undercover. So this does lead to a lot of concern, and I understand why many of you are concerned. The UK said they're going to accept about 20,000 refugees. Canada will also. Now, the UK said they are going to aim at the most vulnerable, namely women and children. Now, that's one way of trying to filter out possible terrorists, even though, yeah, I mean, women and children could be terrorists too, but that's one way to kind of, you know, indirectly vet, I guess, or limit, you know, Taliban undercover people coming into their country. France is trying to put up a lot more of a, you know, a barrier of protection. French President Emmanuel Macron had been heavily criticized for vowing to create an EU initiative to prevent migrant flows from Afghanistan. But Iran is holding 3 million Afghans. Numbers expected to jump. Pakistan, 1.4 million. The UN is estimating a number could be as many as 3 million. So, I don't know if it's going to be enough. So, apparently in Texas, we are being told Fort Bliss in El Paso is expecting to receive thousands of Afghan refugees. Now, I know Texas is being criticized for their COVID surge. So, I'm wondering when the next conversation is going to be in terms of COVID vaccines. I mean, rather than everybody kind of browbeating and punishing Americans for not getting their second dose or fully vaccinated doses, do you guys have doses for the refugees? I mean, these waves of COVID, okay, you can't just yell at Americans. But apparently Fort Bliss in El Paso is going to be one of the many destinations in America for thousands of Afghan refugees. And it is going to be they might have to increase capacity, but right now they're expecting at least 22,000 to come. 1-877, Doc Dolly, don't go away. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
In the warehouse, the job has to get done. But if you're working with an outdated forklift that has more downtime than up due to maintenance, it's time to make the switch to NovaLift lithium-ion powered forklifts. With a NovaLift forklift, you get less downtime, a longer lifespan, fast, efficient opportunity charging, and a 5-year cost of ownership that will save you almost $45,000 over internal combustion models. NovaLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NovaLiftNA.com/save.
Tech. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The Mech Tech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to our producer, Daniel. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there is an Amazon warehouse in Wilmington, Delaware that is going to give workers $3,000 in sign-on bonuses. The bonuses want to incentivize about another 500 workers coming on, according to Delaware Online. But what's going to be interesting about these guys' positions is they're going to have some interesting coworkers. They're going to get to work with robots, and the robots are going to help pack and ship small items. Now, would you be willing to work with a robot? 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I see good and bad. I really only see good and bad with working with a robot. So in terms of the good, all right, you don't have the toxicity. You don't have the harassment that could happen. You don't have the, you know, they, them trying to, I don't know, you know, mess up your day, give you these weird glances, turn other workers on you. One of the reasons why people like working from home is because they don't have somebody in the cubicle across from them messing with them. They don't have to hear weird cackles. You know, I don't know how much I annoyed other people. I was friends with somebody who was in an office across the hall, so we'd be talking all the time to each other. Now, we were in like the back end of the hall, so it wasn't that everybody could hear a conversation, but we would just be going back and forth, and our voices carry. I didn't even have to yell, and it was great. It was great. She leaves the company, and then it's just quiet because all I see is a closed door, and then I later leave, and I was like, aw. You know, but if you get to work with fun people, it's great. But if you're working with people that try to mess with you, it's not so good. So working with a robot is nice. Now, what's the bad? You're compared to a robot. So you go on break. You go to pee. What if in my case, my fiber kicks in? And it's taken a little while for the poop to kind of, you know, make the turns it needs to. I'm told I have a tortuous colon, so I have a couple right turns and left turns that need to happen before, you know, I get to leave the bathroom. Yet, there's the robot still working. Where's Dahlia? She's back in the bathroom. Where's Dahlia? She's on break. Where's Dahlia? Her shift ended. So, the problem with robots, working with robots, is they're going to outshine you. Well, Dahlia's rubbing her shoulder. It looks like she pulled her shoulder. Oh, no. Is she going to have a workers' comp case? Robot, meanwhile, is just still moving on. So the Amazon warehouse in Delaware is offering hefty sign-on bonuses in an effort to attract hundreds of workers. The facility in Wilmington is going to give $3,000. According to Delaware Online, the maximum hourly pay for a team member at the warehouse is $19.75, according to a job posting. So at this rate, the bonus is equivalent to nearly 1 month's worth of pay based on a 40-hour work week. The job posting says new employees are eligible for the sign-on bonus if they work their first day before October 10th. It also says the incentive only applies to certain positions and shifts. The workers must still be employed at the warehouse at the time the bonus is paid out. The sum will be paid in installments. Yeah, I don't know if you guys have already learned about these sign-on bonuses. You think the sign-on bonus is handed to you right as you sign, you know, for the job, and then you could quit the next day. No. Companies are smarter than that, and I don't blame them. So you get the sign-on bonus, but it's given in increments throughout your paycheck for a while. Which means you're going to have to still be working there to get the money. New hires can also get a $100 bonus on the first day for showing proof that they're vaccinated against COVID-19. The job posting says the warehouse is hiring for overnight, early morning, day, evening, and weekend shifts. Amazon has already hired roughly 500 employees to work at the warehouse, needs another 500 more, according to Delaware Online. Facility is expected to open in late summer, early fall. And it's built on the site of a former General Motors plant. The staff there will work alongside robots to pack and ship items. The warehouse's signing bonus falls under a large umbrella of hiring incentives that Amazon is offering to grow its workforce. The company announced in May, according to MSN, that it's hiring for more than 75,000 jobs in its fulfillment and logistics network across the U.S. and Canada. Amazon said at the time that it would offer sign-on bonuses up to 1,000 to fill those roles. So, you know, Amazon, just like many other businesses, look like they're still struggling with labor shortages. So it's, to me, a little relieving that we're not the only ones. So for those of us that have businesses where we just can't get people to, you know, be very enthusiastic to come to work. And from what I'm hearing, the Amazon work day is not an easy one. You know, you are lifting, and even if it's not heavy, they're awkward. boxes. It's a very active day. There's been reports of people crying, feeling overworked, unable to take off if they have, you know, issues. And I don't really, you know, I can't really comment on that because I don't really have a lot of, you know, those reports and evidence of it. But those are what's been reported. But Amazon is growing. Amazon is going to continue to grow. I think they're going to have a telemedicine. I think they're going to do pharmacy. I think there's like so many things that they are moving to do. And so they're going to need people. But on the flip side, I think they see the writing on the wall. People complain. People sue. In fact, in some areas, Amazon workers are trying to unionize. Although I think this happened, I don't know if it was in Alabama, but in one state, I think it didn't go through. Even the workers didn't vote to unionize. So if Amazon is going to be starting to face unionized workers, the writing's on the wall for them to start having some backup plans. And so these backup plans are going to have to include non-people. If they notice that people are calling in sick or needing accommodations, or remember, Amazon is going to be one of the larger companies employing, you know, thousands of employees. I don't know if they're one of the biggest. Then any rule the government makes in terms of paternity leave, maternity leave, aren't they floating the idea of 1 year off paid? If Amazon has to pay a whole year's salary to a person and their husband to be off work, and then obviously hire somebody else. So let's say they're averaging $40,000 a year. That's going to cost them $80,000 for one employee. Obviously, the less employees they have, the easier. And many Amazon employees obviously are going to be the younger, you know, more fertile kind, because it's a pretty, you know, demanding job, especially on the front lines of Amazon. So you're probably going to have young potential parents. So there's a lot of things that I think Amazon is seeing, and as well as many industries are seeing, and robots will offer advantages. Now, there are many industries where robots will not be able to supersede, but they're trying. I mean, medicine is definitely going to be overrun by automation. Already, I mean, this was like 10 years ago in Europe. They were piloting a system where somebody types in their blood pressure. Well, they take the blood pressure on the machine. They go, okay, I got 140 over 95. Here's my medicines. Here's my family history. Here's my this. Here's my pulse. And the machine kicks out a prescription. No doctors needed. There's going to be amplified AI that will listen to somebody's heart and say, you have a murmur. Go to a specialist. Primary care is really in trouble. And even some of the specialties are going to be overrun. And so, I mean, radiology. AI is working so hard to be able to read an X-ray or read an MRI. And it's going to save them money. Radiologists, if they make $250,000 a year, it's going to save them money if they could just and instantaneously go, yes, this was found, this was found, this was found. I mean, everybody's different. The human body is different, but you train them to pick up all the nuances. Then it flags going, you know, you could have one radiologist on site then rather than the 20. I'm not a fan of that. I like having radiologists say, buddy, come over here, take a look at this. But, I don't know how immune we are to robots and AI taking over. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, Forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Now that the Taliban has taken over control of Afghanistan, they are working to create a new government. But Afghan protesters are taking to the streets in at least two cities to show their strong opposition to the group. Taliban soldiers reacting by violently beating protesters and firing into the crowd. Here Uni is an American trapped in Afghanistan, and he joined Fox News to discuss the situation at the airport.
There's thousands of people on the street and crazily walking around. There's not easy at all to get on the gate, which is on the east side of the airport.
COVID booster shots could soon be available for Americans. That's according to the Department of Health and Human Services, which is preparing to offer shots beginning the week of September 20th. Officials saying boosters will be administered starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. USA Radio News. As vaccine mandates continue to pop up across the nation, one governor is saying not in his state.
Arizona's governor has issued an executive order banning cities and counties in his state from enacting vaccine mandates for their employees. Governor Doug Ducey's order comes a day after the city of Tucson voted to implement a mask mandate and covers the gap before a state law that prohibits local governments from enacting vaccine mandates goes into effect at the end of September. Tucson's Mayor Regina Romero has pushed back against the governor's order, calling it legally meaningless. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Araki.
Georgia's Republican-controlled state election board is voting to appoint three people to conduct a performance review of Fulton County. It's the first step needed for the state to take over running elections in Georgia's largest county, one that's heavily Democratic. It appointed two Republicans and one Democrat to the review panel, which was authorized in the sweeping election reform law passed earlier this year. USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Just to recap today's opening headline about the boosters, because some of you guys are listening a little bit late. A third vaccine booster will be available September 20th, but this isn't for everybody. This is going to be for those who are 8 months out from their second dose, who had a Pfizer and Moderna, Johnson & Johnson. People are being told to stand by. So what happened today is that U.S. Health and Human Services issued a joint statement today with medical experts opening up an additional Pfizer or Moderna booster vaccine for, quote-unquote, all Americans beginning September 20th, 2021, who, this is key, who are coming up on 8 months since their second mRNA vaccine dose. So healthcare workers were some of the first to get it in December. They're going to be then some of the first to be able to get their booster. And understandably so. You know, if they want it. As far as I'm concerned, if you want to get it, if you don't want it, nobody should be forcing you. But apparently it's all about the force lately. But the Delta strain is causing a current wave of infections, hospitalizations, and deaths, even those who have received vaccination. Hence, the Biden administration is working to open up the booster shots to all Americans. Now, this follows CDC guidance last week to expand third dosing to those who were vulnerable and immunocompromised. So the statement today said the following. The COVID-19 vaccines authorized in the U.S. continue to be remarkably effective in reducing risk of severe disease, hospitalization, and death, even against the widely circulating Delta variant. The statement says, recognizing that many vaccines are associated with a reduction of protection over time, and acknowledging that additional vaccine doses could be needed to provide long-lasting protection, we have been analyzing the scientific data closely from the U.S. and around the world to understand how long this protection will last and how we might maximize this protection. The available data make very clear that protection against SARS-CoV-2 infection begins to decrease over time following the initial doses of vaccination. And in association with the dominance of the Delta variant, we are starting to see evidence of reduced protection against mild and moderate disease. They say, based on our latest assessment, the current protection against severe disease, hospitalization, and death could diminish in the months ahead, especially among those who are at higher risk or are vaccinated during the earlier phases of the vaccination rollout. For that reason, we conclude that a booster shot will be needed to maximize vaccine-induced protection and prolong its durability. Very nicely written, by the way. This was written by a bunch of medical professionals as well as the HHS. So basically what they're saying is the Delta variant is a mean beast. They have science showing that our vaccines might not, you know, provide the immunity needed to keep all of us out of the hospital. So they continue. They say, we have developed a plan to begin offering these booster shots this fall, subject to FDA conducting an independent evaluation and determination of the safety and effectiveness of a third dose of the Pfizer and Moderna RNA vaccines and CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, issuing booster dose recommendations based on a thorough review of the evidence. So basically what they're saying is, we only have data, or we originally had data from Pfizer and Moderna on two shots. We don't know if three shots could induce a reaction. We're assuming it's probably not going to be that bad. But do we know for sure? So that's why they need to study it. Now, the fact that 1 million people have gotten possibly a third dose, that could, you know, help grow some of the data they need to review. And didn't we have a bunch of inmates that got like seven times the dose? It'd be interesting to see what their immunity looks like. So anyway, they say here in their statement, we are prepared to offer booster shots for all Americans beginning the week of September 20 and starting 8 months after an individual's second dose. At that time, the individuals who were fully vaccinated earliest in the vaccine rollout, including many healthcare providers, nursing home residents, and other seniors, will likely be eligible for a booster. We would also begin efforts to deliver booster shots directly to residents of long-term care facilities at the time, given the distribution of vaccines to this population early in the vaccine rollout and the continued risk that COVID-19 poses to them. So Johnson & Johnson people are told to stand by. They say, we also anticipate booster shots will likely be needed for people who receive the Johnson & Johnson J&J vaccine. Administration of the J&J vaccine did not begin in the U.S. until March 2021, and we expect more data on the Johnson & Johnson shot in the next few weeks. With those data in hand, we will keep the public informed with a timely plan for Johnson & Johnson booster shots as well. So with that statement, what they're implying is Johnson & Johnson people might get another Johnson & Johnson. Now, with the there was a study that came out that had said, look, Johnson & Johnson people might need an mRNA. They might need a mix and match for protection. The only problem they have, which I think they're going to hesitate on in saying that the Johnson & Johnson people can go ahead and get the mRNA, the only issue they might have is they technically have enough shots for boosters. But the World Health Organization is calling out saying, wait a second, guys, we got poor countries that haven't even gotten one shot. And really, the rich countries are going to get three shots each? Come on. And remember, the World Health Organization was even saying, guys, can you maybe give up your second dose to give poor people a shot at one dose? There's not enough vaccines or not enough people to administer. So the World Health Organization is not a fan of this. And if we do have tons of Johnson & Johnson vaccines, they might want to use up the Johnson & Johnson vaccines. If Johnson & Johnson vaccine holders go, to heck with that, I'm just going to get an mRNA shot, nobody's going to want the Johnson & Johnson shots. Now, somebody could say, well, send the Johnson & Johnson shots to the poor countries. Well, we want to send what we think is going to be the most effective. You know, but Johnson & Johnson still does provide some protection. But, you know, what this goes to show, which is what I explained, is we have a issue where the vaccines didn't just solve everything. This implies that vaccinated people are still at risk. It also implies that COVID is going to be around with us for a long time. Okay, even though the original SARS outbreak was 7 months long, which we're really happy that it ended 6-7 months. It was declared over, I think it was over by 6 months, but declared over by 7 months. And it was ruled a lab leak by Singapore back in 2004, 2003, 2004, when it happened 2002 to 2003. But this is not like that one. So it never ended in the summer. More variants kept ensuing. Now, maybe more variants kept ensuing because it was so widespread and there were populations that helped to grow. Maybe there's more variants because there's an entity that leaked the first one that could still be leaking variants. Who knows? But this is not like the original one from 2002 to 2003, which means boosters are probably going to be needed yearly. There are working on a combo flu COVID vaccine shot. That shot is not going to be available for a while. And it is very difficult to, because these aren't, you know, killed vaccine particles. These are pieces of mRNA. So they're not congruent type shots. They might be able to do it with the Novavax shot. The Novavax shot are supposed to be actual pieces, particles of the virus. If they're that, they might be able to mix in with a flu shot. So they have to kind of figure out which formulation they could do. But as the H1N1 swine flu is still included in our flu shot trivalent and quadrivalent vaccines each year, I think they are going to be working to making sure they have COVID in it. And mind you, the mandates will probably down. Then a lot of people are going to be getting the flu shot. It's interesting. Some people are not excited about that. Half the country's like, yes, let's combine them so we only have to get one shot. But you have a lot of people going, oh gosh, no, because if you guys are mandating COVID, that means you're going to mandate flu. I don't want, so a lot of people don't want the flu shot. I like it, but some people don't. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. and now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Josue is asking, where's Kamala Harris throughout all this? She's around. She's around. I saw her face on one of the Zooms. She's around. Apparently, she's supposed to be going to, I believe, let me see if I could find, hold on a second. I just had it here. She's supposed to be going to the Asia. There was a trip planned. Hold on a second. Let me see if I could find where that is. Okay, hold on a second. Sorry about it. I just had that. She had originally said she was the last person in the room to make a decision on what happened with Afghan. So basically saying this wasn't, you know, her. But she is supposed to be going to Singapore and Vietnam. And she's scheduled to embark on a trip across the Pacific. The trip is going to be her second one outside the U.S. since taking office. Remember, the Biden administration is grooming her for presidency. They want her to be the next president either before he finishes his term, which I'm predicting, or to be able to run in 2024. Trump had hinted to that yesterday on Sean Hannity when Sean Hannity asked President Trump if he's going to be running in 2024. He said, I can't answer that because of the campaign finance rules. And again, who would be worried about that if they weren't running? If it was a no, then it would have been a no. But he said, I'm sure, you know, you're going to be very happy. So that sounds to me like he's running. So they need to boost Kamala Harris's CV and resume, which is why Kamala Harris as a vice president has been doing more than most, not doing more or accomplishing more, but given more roles that most vice presidents aren't given. And they're definitely keeping Afghanistan away from her because that was a cluster. So she's not going to cancel her trip. It's going to be her second one outside the U.S. And she's going to be visiting Vietnam. People are concerned that there's going to be some pretty bad photo ops like the one Jane Fonda did. Remember Jane Fonda was there in 1972 and she took a picture looking through anti-aircraft guns because she was touring the North Vietnamese capital. It wasn't really a good image for Jane Fonda. But Harris right now plans to go. She had no plan to cancel her trip. And even though her vacation and Biden's vacation might have been shortened, right, him being in Camp David, he came to make a speech, went back to Camp David, even though you could work at Camp David and look like he was on vacation, so a bad optic. But in April, Kamala Harris told CNN that she was the last person in the room when Biden decided to pull U.S. troops from Afghanistan. So does that mean she didn't approve it? Does it mean she was kept in the dark? Or does that give her plausible deniability? But last weekend, when the crisis unfolded in Kabul, Harris met again with Biden and White House National Security Advisors on Zoom when Biden was in Camp David. So I think Harris is going to be kept quiet. She's going to now take a more traditional VP role because, again, Biden's going to be taking a lot of heat. Biden is going to be struggling with this, not only on a foreign policy and domestic, now that refugees, thousands of refugees are coming to the United States. This is going to be an absolute poop show. So I think Kamala Harris is going to look like, everybody's like, why isn't she canceling her trip? No, no, no. If I was a Democratic strategist, I'd be like, let her look like she's doing other work because this is going to sting any Democrat running in the midterms, any Democrat running in 2024, in addition to all the other BS that's stinging them. So Harris arrives in Vietnam next week after a stop in Singapore. She is going to be the most senior Biden administration official to travel to Southeast Asia. U.S. is looking to support its allies in the region as they deal with China's close proximity. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said she's got a great grasp of the issues, and her trip will no doubt help to advance our interests in this vital region. So Secretary of State Anthony Blinken recently traveled to Japan and South Korea. Austin, Defense Secretary, visits Singapore, Vietnam, and the Philippines. So she needs to look busy because people are like, where's Kamala? And, you know, she's going to probably talk about climate change, COVID, regional security. Remember in June she visited Guatemala and Mexico to examine, quote, root causes of the migrant crisis. I would have, if I was her, go to the border first and on the way down to Guatemala and Mexico. Instead, she skipped over it. Not good because Border Patrol people are like, help us. We need some help. So that was a bad optic. She should have gone immediately. When she was made czar, right, of the border crisis, she should have gone the next day. That would have looked like she's on it. You know? And go, yeah, why not? But that didn't happen. Then she went to the border, but she went in an area that really wasn't where a lot of the heat was, so she didn't get caught in a photo op. So it'll be interesting to see. I'm not really that worried about what Kamala Harris is doing. We know that that was a big cluster when she was shaking South Korean President Moon Jae's hand, and then she immediately wiped it off on her skirt as she turned away. And people thought it was not a good optic. And maybe he had a sweaty hand. You know, and I've shaken people's hands sweatily, and I have wiped it, and it's, you know, but that's why you carry a Kleenex in your other hand. Always carry a Kleenex in your other hand. So if you do shake a hand, you could immediately switch hands with the Kleenex, hold on to the Kleenex until you can wash your hand. Instead, she wipes it on her skirt. So, you know, so she definitely has some work ahead of her, but I agree. Keep her looking busy because this is going to be a cluster. In New York City, another cluster is going on with Mayor Bill de Blasio forcing employees of employers to, you know, turn people away based on their vaccination status, which could look very discriminatory. And New York City businesses are suing. New York City business owners are suing Mayor Bill de Blasio over the city's new, quote, arbitrary and capricious vaccine requirements that are going to force them to check the vaccine status of every single indoor customer. If they don't, New York is going to fine them $1,000 first fault, $2,000 second fault, $5,000 for third. Now, if they let in a family of three, that could be, boom, $8,000. Businesses throughout the city are arguing that these are arbitrary and capricious rules because they don't apply to other indoor spaces where people congregate for long periods of time, like grocery store lines or church. So this is called the Key to New York City scheme. It kicked off August 17th, and it is U.S. separating vaccinated and unvaccinated in day-to-day life. Now, New Orleans, San Francisco have followed suit, but in New York, staff and customers at dining, entertainment, and fitness venues have to show at least one dose of COVID-19 vaccine just to enter the door. According to the lawsuit, there are many other venues that involve groups of unassociated people interacting for a substantial period of time, grocery stores, pharmacies, hair salons, churches, office buildings, schools, healthcare facilities, and yet these venues will not require vaccination of all workers and patrons. They say that the mandate makes no exceptions for those who can't and shouldn't get the vaccine. So, I mean, how does an employee who's trained to do a job at a restaurant or at a retail store, how are they supposed to figure out if it's a fake vaccine card or if it's a medical exemption that's allowed? It's just a cluster. The bakery Pasticceria Rocco has locations in Greenwich Village, Bay Ridge, Brooklyn. She's taking part in the lawsuit, as well as her two Staten Island fitness venues, Evolve 33 and Judo Jiu-Jitsu, as well as Staten Island restaurateurs DeLuca's Italian Restaurant, Max E. Cuz, and then Rocco's Brooklyn Bakery. There's supposed to be a sign, and where you put a sign saying that, you know, you have to show vaccination status. This bakery owner said, "We do not discriminate against any customer based on sex, gender, race, creed, age, vaccinated or unvaccinated." 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay
Bay 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th Anniversary Contest for Better Health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.